ABA Special Administrative Area spokesperson Ajak Deng Mian says gunmen from neighboring Tui County killed 7 people in ABA on Saturday and Sunday. Mian called the attack a violation of the ceasefire signed by the two communities in Awil 2 months ago.
It was an attack by element of Tui youth to that village is called Nabima Chuen. Around 6 to 5 killed outside of the village. 7 people killed, among them 3 children, 14, 12, and 8 children, and then 4 others killed. Instead, it was the youth from the village who was pursuing this group. The units came after this cut is cut fair, and they came after these people, they withdrew.
Mian says he is concerned about the repeated attacks in ABA despite the ceasefire. He warns the violation could escalate into what he calls a situation of anarchy in Warave State and ABA.
Attacks have happened because they come and happen in ABA, boundary in ABA area, and this one even they have crossed the river, and as I told you, something outskirt of ABA. So they have been reported to the fact-finding committee. Then we don't see any response. We don't know what is happening. They said they will deploy the forces. The VA forces are here. Sometimes they have issues of logistics. The road is blocked between the VA and Wow, in place between Mayana, Bun and Aton. Cars are being looted.
Warave State Minister of Information Ring Deng Ading says he was not informed about the latest attack in ABA.
No, I'm not aware. I just came last night and I was so exhausted and my phone was off. Now I am in box and put my phone on charge, and I will also call on the other side. So as well, you will call me back later, you will hear the full detail.
Dozens of people were killed and scores of others injured in March when suspected armed militia from Tui County attacked the Anet market in ABA. Warave officials said some community members in Tui County believe part or even all of Anet belongs to them. The incident prompted President Salva Kiir to form an 11-member committee headed by the Vice President for Service Cluster, Hussein Abdelbaghi, to investigate the root causes of conflict between the Ngok Dinka and the people of Tui County. The committee secretary, Diu Mathok, said in May the panel detained 4 government officials from ABA and Warave State for allegedly fueling the conflict between the Ngok Dinka of ABA and the Tui community. In May, the United Nations Interim Security Forces for ABA, or UNISPA, said it was deeply concerned about a surge in criminal activity in the area. UNISPA said despite efforts to maintain peace in the region, criminal elements continue to commit acts of violence. Last month, Information Minister Michael Makuei announced the national government would send SSPDF forces to curb rising insecurity in the ABA administrative area, saying UNISPA failed to protect citizens and their property in the area. Government forces have yet to be dispatched to ABA. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Ding in Bor.